Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today has been warm and sunny across Israel, with clear skies gracing Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As night falls, temperatures are expected to remain mild, making it a pleasant evening for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli forces slay three terrorists in the Jenin area, including a Hamas commander. This comes from JNS in the last hour. Also, 27 people have died in a Russian strike near Kyiv, where an explosives warehouse erupted. That's according to Ynet from earlier today. Also this hour, Walla reports on a retrospective of 75 years of fluctuating relations between Israel and Turkey. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights an Israeli blacksmith transforming missiles into art. And finally, I-24 News reports on Israeli rioters barricading themselves inside a Palestinian home in the West Bank village. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared that Hakim Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism on CNN earlier today. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's justice minister, announced that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from Kiryat Gat over anti-Israel measures, posting earlier today. Belaz News reports that Israel is expelling Dutch diplomats following a new Dutch law banning trade in certain Israeli products, as posted today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Jenin. Israeli forces have killed three individuals, including Qais Bitawi, a known Hamas commander. This operation follows the dismantling of the Jenin terrorist network in what the IDF called Operation Iron Wall, according to JNS. The operation underscores ongoing tensions and security efforts in the region. Turning to the tragedy near Kyiv, a Russian strike has led to a massive explosion at an explosives warehouse, as reported by Ynet. Over 370 residents evacuated, and President Zelensky has ordered a probe into possible negligence. The blast highlights the ongoing peril civilians face in conflict zones. Meanwhile, Walla offers an extensive look at the complex history between Israel and Turkey. It covers significant diplomatic incidents over 75 years, including the Mavi Marmara incident. This retrospective sheds light on how past events continue to shape current diplomatic dynamics. Separately, the Jerusalem Post features an Israeli blacksmith who turns remnants of war into art. Using missiles as materials, Bob creates pieces that symbolize resilience and hope. His work illustrates how creativity can transform trauma into something meaningful. Finally, I-24 News reports on tensions in the West Bank, where Israeli rioters have barricaded themselves in a Palestinian home. This incident is part of ongoing unrest in the area, affecting both local communities and broader diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Volkswagen CEO has confirmed talks with Rafael about Iron Dome production. This partnership aims to address various challenges with governmental support. Separately, Walla Business reveals that a compensation agreement for a former IDF soldier is on hold. The Human Resources Division had transferred payments, but an accountant blocked further action. And finally, according to CTEC, Echo has acquired the technology and customers of Minimus. This comes as Minimus ends its independent operations, marking a significant change in the tech landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.